Somebody says to a woman, I want Mekadeshu b'mane, and in the meantime he gave her a mashkin. So now the question is that good enough to create Kedushin? So the din is Eina Mekudeshes. Why? Mane ein kan, mashkin ein kan. Rashi says, Mane ein kan, helkach mashkin eino shave kum. Since the mashkin itself is not a matana to give her, so since he didn't give her the money that he promised, so the mashkin doesn't have value either. Okay, we have to know exactly in this Gemara what his idea. First, we have to see the whole Gemara together. So now Rava asked the Kashan to Rav Nachman on this halacha. If the Rava Rav Nachman, it says in the Braisa, Kitsha b'mashkin mekudeshes. Here it says otherwise. You can mekadesha b'mashkin. And for the Gemara, Hasam b'mashkin v'acherin. That's talking about a case where he has a claim over somebody else, and he has a mashkin against that claim, and he's giving her that mashkin. That's the case of, in the Braisa. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak minayin l'balchov shekona mashkin. How do you know that somebody who's a creditor, who's given a mashkin by the love, is kona, has some kind of a kinyan in the mashkin? Shemema, l'chatiya tzedakah. The Torah talks about the requirement that the person, the malveh who has the mashkin, has to give it back at certain times for the use of the loveh, like ksus laila balaila, ksus yom bayom, whatever it is for the person to use. And it says when you do that, l'chatiya tzedakah, you've done something over and above. So we darshan, imena kone tzedakah minayin, why do you call this a tzedakah if not for the fact that he has obviously an acquisition in this mashkin? Mikan l'balchov shekone mashkin. So Rav Yitzchak is machadish to us as a notion of balcho being kone mashkin, and that's what the Bryce was discussing. That he gave her this mashkin d'acherim. Rashi says mashkin d'acherim shaya biyado, the kidsha b'chov sheyeshlo alav. Helgach mekudeshes ya mashkin atzmo konula. And Rashi noticed something interesting. We could just take note right now. Rashi says, "Kitsha b'chov sheyeshlo alav." Pasha pshat kipshuta. What's the pshat? What does it mean? The kitsha mashkin d'acherim. What are you mekadesha with? With the mashkin. The kesef of kedushin is the mashkin that you have, that physical object you give that you have as a mashkin, that you have a kinyan and you're giving that. That's the kesef of kedushin. That's what you mekadesha with. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that you mekadesha with the chov. In other words, what does it mean? So what does it mean? You gave her the chov, you gave her the mashkin. Apparently we have the yisod that, in other words, how do you transfer the chov? We have cases later on of shtar, if you have a shtar chov over acherim, so you can have ways that you can transfer the chov by the shtar. Here you have an interesting idea that the mashkin has the chov in it, contains the chov, this idea that we'll have to see more about. Chaim had this coined this expression, in the mashkin rests the chov lies within the mashkin. So the idea is that you're giving her the chov, how? Via giving her the mashkin. Yes, so then why do you need Rav Yitzchak, obviously? Then the Gemara says, because of Rav Yitzchak. Apparently that idea is connected to Rav Yitzchak. Because the idea that Baruch Hu called a mashkin, that's why when you give her the mashkin, you can be mekadesha with the chov that lies within the mashkin because of the kinyan of the mashkin. Okay, we have to know what all this means, but this is what you'd get, the sense you'd get from reading Rashi. The Gemara brings a story now, which brings out the same idea, not in context of Kedushin. It says the Gemara, B'nei Rav Huna Bar Ovin, Zavon Hahi Amsa B'priti. So they were purchasing an Eved Kenani, Shifcha Kenanis, with Priti of Nechoshes. Amunasa Kaputos Yo Nechoshes. That was the understanding, that they would pay with copper coins. But they didn't have the copper coins. They didn't have it. So meanwhile, they want to secure that they're going to be able to purchase this Eved. Osivu Naska Ale. So they gave a bar of silver. Chaticha Shel Kesef. They gave as a mashkin. With Sof Iker Amsa, what happened? The price went up. So the mocher wants to back out. Asu Kamid Ravami. And Ravami said, Amaru Priti Einkan, Naska Einkan. That since, what? There was no, giving of the nechoshes, or the nechoshes coins that were originally to be the way to, be kona the eved. So naska inkan, the same idea, mana inkan, mashkin inkan. Rashi explains, priti inkan, Rashi's mayrach a little bit more over here. Priti inkan, she isnu aleha, they don't have the, you don't have the nechoshes coins that they stipulated to pay with. Hilkach nask shehu mashkin inkan, lios bimkomo liknos. So the naska, or the mashkin, is not going to take its place. Shenasnu aprutos, had they paid the prutos, as per the deal, ha'isa knuya lehem, devikinani nikna bekes. So what do you see? That this halacha, this din of mana inka, mashkin inka, is a halacha not just by kedushin. It's a halacha also by eved, by karka, that if the payment was the payment that's required is kesef. Meanwhile, the kesef wasn't given. Instead, a mashkin was given, and that would not work. It won't work for kedushin, and won't work for knias eved, knias kak. So we have to understand that really two sugyas here that converge. One sugya is the sugya of mana inka, mashkin inka. That's what we have to begin with that, and then this other aspect that gets brought in. Mashkin da'cherim, that means the Baal Chov Kona Mashkin idea of Rav Yitzchak. That's a sugya by itself too. Let's begin one at a time. So this is an entry point. We'll start looking inside soon, but just to lay out in general terms, there's basically two approaches in the Rishonim of how to understand this line of Mana Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. What's really the issue here? What's the problem? Why can't it work for Kedushin? Why can't it work for purchasing an Eved or Karaka? One approach is, the problem is in terms of the Kesef being Kona. Namely, that is to say, if a person gives a Mashkin based on his commitment that he's going to owe something, he wants to pledge something to the other person, so the mashkin can serve to mechayev himself. When a person, the mekabel, takes the mashkin, so now they have the right to collect that which I'm pledging for that mashkin. The problem, however, is when it comes to using that mashkin, which is backing up that hischayevus that he's now assuming that obligation to create the kinyan. Kinyan could be kedushin, like we start with in the Gemara, or it could be anything that's acquired with karka, with kesef. But l'maisa, what is it that I'm doing? I'm giving the mashkin rather than giving the kesef itself. So the problem is specific to the be able to kona with kesef. But as far as whether I'm able to transfer to you that matana, that mana that I want to give you, via you taking the mashkin, absolutely, that's fine. This is one approach. Okay, we have to see more carefully inside exactly the idea here. This is approach number one in this sugya. Many of you showed him go this way. This is the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rush. And this is, again, we'll see, various Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba. Each one says it in a certain way, certain nuances, but the basic approach is that the problem specifically has to do with being able to be koner with kinyan kesef. But a person can mechayev himself, and then the person, what was the kinyan? There was no suder, but if I give you a mashkin, and you take the mashkin, then that's a way of concretizing that pledge, and you have now acquired that which I'm committing myself to give you. The other approach is, no, the problem lies on a more fundamental level. Mana inkan, mashkin inkan means that you can't have the mashkin operate as a mashkin if you don't have a pre-existing chov. If I'm already chayiv to you something, and based on whatever it takes me to become chayiv to you, now I can give you a mashkin. The mashkin has now its power to, you know, to serve as a mashkin, as a basis to collect, to cash in on, if I should default, whatever it is, it gives you a security to get what you're owed. But there had to have been a chov prior. If there is no prior chov, simply the fact that I'm giving you a mashkin doesn't lead to anything, because I have not been mechayev myself. They took the maskin. So what? But mana inka, maskin inka. And therefore, you have nothing to talk about. Again, according to the first approach, I become chayiv in what I'm pledging. But I can't use the maskin to create the kinyan that I want the kesef to be koned for you. But as far as what I'm a chayiv myself, you have that. Now, by kedushin, of course, you don't have anything. Because by kedushin, the whole wasn't a matana. I want to be koned the isha. So if I can't, if it doesn't gonna work for the kedushin, then obviously she has to give back the maskin, given. And she doesn't have anything. But in theory, and in a case, I can say by matana, you could have the matana transferred to the mekabel hamaskin through the fact that he took the maskin. And the other approach says no. That mana inkan, maskin inkan means that you don't have a maskin to begin with. These are the, in broad strokes. Now, when we get to Tosus, what the Siddur is showing clearly where they fall on this. Tosus is a very interesting thing. We'll get to Tosus in Et Hashem, and it seems to be like a mineo vea, contradiction. In the way Tosus starts out, he starts learning it seemingly one way, and then simply goes in a different direction. We'll have to know what to make of that. Yukim and Rashi we'll see as well. Let's begin maybe with the Rush and then see where we go from there. Let's start with the Rush inside, and we'll try to explain better as we go along. Okay. Amar Rav Amar Nachman Amar Leskad Shili B'Mana V'Niach L'Mashkin Alav Eina Mekudeshes Mana Ein Kan Mashkin Ein Kan Yesh Mefarshim Dahainu Dafka B'Kinyan Isha V'Avadim. What we say here, mana inkan, maskin inkan, is relevant specifically when you want to be kona something that you're kona bekesef, such as kedusha isha or avadim, kehiya uvda de amsa de besamach, like the Gemara has the story by the amsa, v'chein bekaka. So too by kaka, l'fish and niknin bekesef. Since all these things are acquired with kesef, v'ein kan kesef sheyucha liknos. And you don't have a kesef that's capable of acquiring that which you want to acquire the kesef. Why don't you have a kesef? She'ein ha-mashkin kanui. The mashkin is not kanui. She'lo nasnu la schus begufo. He didn't give a schus in the mashkin itself, that it's yours. It's not yours. And that's why you have a problem. Avalam adam nosin matana l'chaveru. So this is where the problem lies within the context of our sugya in terms of allowing the kesef to create the kinyan. So we'll explain more. Avom adam nosim matanu chaveru. Suppose a person wants to give a gift to his friend. Now you have to make a kinyan that the person should acquire the matana. So what does he do? The nasa lo maskin b'shvil matana. So now he gives the maskin, in a way to serve as collateral for the matana. Now the person takes the maskin. Says the Rosh, Mishichas ha-maskin ki'ilu zocha b'matana. These words have to be explained. Mishichas ha-maskin ki'ilu zocha b'matana. This is the Yesh Mefarshim. So typically when it comes to what? When it comes to regular matana that I want to give somebody, if I give you a maskin for that, and you take the maskin, ki'ilu, what does ki'ilu zacha b'matana? What does it mean? What magic? What does it mean exactly? How do you explain these words? And then he goes with a raya to this. He brings a raya from the sugya in ha'umnin, the case where Tosus will mention this as well. Person hires workers. They back out in the middle, and he's going to lose money meanwhile if he doesn't have the job done by others. And they're gone, but they left their bag of tools by him. So that's the kli'umnis of the parlim. So it says that he can take that as a mashkin. And he can hire other workers up to whatever the price that he was paying them, and using as a mashkin their tools. So what do they see in that Gemara? Alma b'mishichas ha-mashkin is chayvu ha-polim kayim diburam. That what that you see so that Meshichas HaMashkin, what made them chayiv? That they have to keep their word. What was the kinyan? What made them chayiv? The answer is when he was Moshech the Mashkin, there are tools that concretizes that chiyuv that they have toward reimbursing him from the loss that they've caused it. Okay. So that was their raya. And therefore, we have here two things to understand in the Ish Mefarshim. This idea that when the person says, I'm going to give you a matana, and he gives the person a mashkin, so the Meshichas a mashkin is ki'il zacha b'matana. Exactly what does that mean? And then, and where does the problem lie? The problem lies specifically here, when you have to use kesef to be koneh, isha, avadim, karka, then it doesn't work. That's the Yesh Mefarshim. So what could it mean? When he says, ki'ilu, Meshichas HaMashkin, is ki'ilu zacha b'matana. So if you look at the Rosh of the Mordechai, then the Rosh, of course, argues and gives you the other side, and he disagrees, and he says a fundamental problem he has, we said the kitzur before. The Mordechai also brings the two approaches, Pav Pei Beis, so here he goes in the other direction. The first approach he mentions is that of the Raivig, and the Rush himself. The Rush is later. And then he brings the other pshat, which is what the Rush brings initially. And he says like this: the Yesh Omrin, the middle of the piece, right? I guess between Tapei Gimel Tapei Dalet. The Yesh Omrin. The Lord mina mana inkan mashkin inkan el dafke gabe kinyan the isha be kinyan the avadin vish e nikden kiyan be kesef that kesef shu rotz elasis ata eno be'en ve'en a mashkin yachalios tachtav the lo shaykh mashkin le kesef kim kushay shabi ad makaba. So the problem is specific over here, but where is it? Okay, avonosi matana v'iniach alei mashkin, that this shita would say kana, says the Russian, the Mordechai, the Meshichas mitaltelin who shapir tachas Meshichas hamatan. I think this is parallel to the words of the Rush. The Rush says then when he's zocher in the mashkin, he says Meshichas mashkin zocha b'matana. The Rush and the Mordechai maybe were more precise. Meshichas hametaltelin, he shaper tachas meshichas hamatan. I think that's the key here to understand what the Rush meant as well. What does it mean? If I want to be marketing something to you, a chayfet mesuya, a very specific thing, I want that to become yours. So there's different ways that you can acquire that thing. One way is to do a concrete maisakinyan on the metaltelin. So what's an obvious maaser kinyan you can do to machnes it l'shuscha? What can you do? Meshicha. What else can you do? Shnayis later on a kedushin. Hakbar. You machnes it to l'shuscha. So the makabel does a maaser kinyan, a physical maaser kinyan on that very specific object. That's he bring it. He shows that it's bring it to l'shuscha, and with that he acquires it. Now there are other kinyanim. Other kinyanim don't relate directly to the chayfet, but they relate to the people who are involved in the transaction. Like, of course, suder. Chalipin works for everything, like kayin kol davar. So if, let's say, the kohen gives the suder, the kohen gives him after the suder, and with that, I'm giving you that which I want to be matter to you. So that also works. That's a kinyan that speaks to the bali dvarim, doesn't directly require the kona to take hold in the physical sense of the thing that he's getting. Now, when you have an object, that's one thing, that's a specific object. We talk about Meshicha in a physical sense. He's Moshech, he's Magbia. Let's say I'll Mechayev myself to you. I'll Mechayev myself to you. $100, a mana, whatever it is. But it's not a specific thing. It's not a Dabar Be'en. No, so what's Shaykh Meshicha? What's Shaykh Agbah? So what is it? What do we have to use? We have to use the kinyan that relates to us. So then we have to talk about a suder, right? By metaltelin, okay? By karka, there's kesef, shtar, but not shaykh meshicha. Apparently, we have here an interesting idea. I'm a chayv myself something. I'm chayav myself. Mana is somewhere. Not specifically, you can point to it. So chayra, what shaykh that you're going to be kona this mana, that now you have a right to collect the mana from me. It's not, where is it to be found? So if machai myself with a suda, so that's it. So now you have a right to be tovea me, to din Torah, because you made a kenyan of a suda. According to the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh, there's another way. You can do a meshicha. How can you do meshicha? It's not something you can point to and pick up. The answer is, what is a mashkin? A mashkin is a point of reference. The mashkin is where the collection comes from. The place to collect the chov is from the mashkin. If I give you a mashkin, which is defined as such, it's a mashkin, that's what you're going to be able to collect the chov from. So when you take the mashkin, it's like you're doing an act of meshicha on the chov. That's the words of the Mordechai. Meshichas ha-mashkin is tachas meshichas ha-mana. Mana, the matana. So you now have been kona that. You have now the right to collect the chov from me because you own that chov. How? Because you did meshicha on the mashkin. So it's like the chov came to you. Because since the mashkin is designated as the place the chov is to be collected, so with the meshicha of the mashkin, you have now acquired, you brought the chov into your rishus. It's the conceptual equivalent of doing a maisa meshicha on the chavetz. Those are the words of the Mordechai. And that's what I think the Rosh means also. The meshicha ha-mashkin is ki'ilu zacha b'matana. Now what's the ki'ilu? No, so that's it, ki'ilu zacha. Let's understand. What's the ki'ilu? In what sense did it come to you? In what sense? Conceptually. And in a strong way or in a weak way? I mean, did mamish come to you? In some level, you can say that the chob is brought to you. And this is where we get to now the next level, in our sugya. In other words, in terms of being mechuyev to give the matana or the mana, so you have a claim on me now for that chov, because you've been moshech the mashkin, so you were moshech the chov, you acquired that chov against me. But now sugya, now we have another level. From the perspective of now having acquired the chov, yes. But now we're discussing something more. That which I gave you, that which you have now, through being Moshech the Mashkin, what do you have? You have a chov. You want to be Mekadesh with it. You want to acquire an Eved with that. Is it good enough to create the Kinyan that Kesef creates? For Kesef to be Kone, the Nosin has to give the Mekabel Kesef. And the Mekabel has to receive Kesef from the Kone, from the Makin. Is it good enough to say that this kesef, this chov that came to the hands of the Mekabel HaKesef, to the Isha here, is enough to create that reciprocity, that kinyan, that the kesef is supposed to be kona for? That's where the problem lies in our sugya. Mana enkan. He didn't mamish give the money. Mana enkan. Therefore, mashkin enkan. The mashkin is not going to be able to serve enough to be able to bring that money into this rishus. Let's say it that way for now. So let's stand back for a second. Let's understand. So it's a special chidush over here by mashkin. Let's say I would ask you something in between. Not in between exactly, but like one step before mashkin. What about his chayvus itself? If I want to be mekadesh le'isha with that which I'm giving you an IOU, that I'm mechuyev to give you a mana. I'm not giving you the mana. I'm not giving you the kesef. Does it ring a bell? I'm mekadesh with the ischayvus. I write a shtar that I said I'm going to owe you money. And I give that as the kesef kedusha. So what do you know about such a thing? What? Is it good? Is it work for kedusha? Not talking about vedachim. That's going to be another case. Whoa. So let's go slow. No vedachim works. But now my own ischayvus. So what do you know about this? The Rashba Daf Hey, yeah? So why doesn't it work? So let's start explaining it a little bit with to see more inside of it. But like, what's the problem? Where does the problem lie? Is it, did I give you something? I'm giving you that, this commitment that I owe you money. But what's, where's it fall short? It's not enough to be considered that I gave you kesef to create the kinyan. Because, why? And here, the lashon of the Rashi, but this is not as much in the Rashi here. There's a lashon that you see, you start looking, tomorrow you have a long more time to say there. Start looking, try to get a, as much as you could, try to look at, you know, don't just get stuck on one Rishon or two lines in one Rishon. Try to look a little bit just to get the hekef here. The Ramban and the Rashba, the various Rashbas and the Ritva, just to sort of see how, again, there are nuances of differences, but you see the basic two approaches playing out between the various Rishonim on either side here. So, the Lashon that many Rishonim use, again, it's not in the Rush, but the Lashon of Agid Gabe. It's Agid Gabe. The Ran, you'll see also in the Ran. It's still a little bit shaykh to the Nose. A Kesef that's still tied in some way to the notion of Kesef is not going to be good enough to create what? The Kinyan that Kesef is meant to create. So it's specifically an issue in terms of being able to be Kone Ayidea Kesef Hazeh. So, therefore, his Chayvus itself, that which I'm giving over to her, that which I'm owing her money, or again, whether it be by the Kedushin or maybe even by Kesef, by Karka, it's not good enough to be Kona. Now, what's our sugya? One notch above. So this approach that the Rosh has just given us, this Geshem Farsha, it would seem pasha to them that his chayvus doesn't work. To give the person that you want to be Kona from, not Kesef, but the IOU, the obligation that I'm owing you money. Again, not Shtachov Da'achayim, my Yishchayvus. That's going to be the difference. Shtachov Da'achayim, that could be very well. That could work. No, that's the difference the Rav discusses here. But if I'm giving over that which I'm owing you money, even though I'm owing you money, but that which I'm giving over to you that I owe you money is not going to be the Kesef to be Kodef from you, what, that which I want to be Kodef. And that cannot be Kesef Kedush. That's why, because it's Agit Gabe, it's still by me, it hasn't been totally left me. It's not enough viewed as having gotten into your hand that therefore it can create the kinyan. Where does Asugya fit in? Oh, that's because it was what? It was just that I gave you this chayvus. But maybe this is better. Why? Why is it better? Oh, because I gave you what? What did I give you? I give maskin, maskin. And the maskin, we know that the Mashiach of maskin is like Moshech Techov, like the Lashon of the Mordechai. So in a certain sense, you actually brought into your possession the quote-unquote Chov, that is Chayvus. Not Stam, I'm giving you this Chayvus, but what did you really get into your possession? That doesn't quite cut it in terms of creating the Kinyan of the Kesef. It didn't quite come into your possession. But maybe it's good enough if I give you the maskin. If I give the mashkin, and with the mashkin, it's like your moshech v'chov, and ki'ilu zachar. But why is it ki'ilu? It's not mamish. It's only a ki'ilu. So that's the problem. And even though I gave a mashkin, and the mashkin is, you know, ki'ilu zachar b'matana. The matana is good enough. The ki'ilu dimension is good enough by matana. That you now is ochen the matana through be moshech the mashkin. By matana, yes. But where is it not going to work? If we're dealing with the kesef that is being given to somebody to create a kinyan for that kesef, that the kesef is machayiv, that there's to be an exchange, that you have to give an exchange for that kesef, the karka, the eved, the kedushin of the isha. So a kesef in the form of a mashkin, that you took the mashkin and with that you got the that which I want to be machayiv myself to you, and you, in a sense you brought that abstract chov into your possession through the mashkin, very well, as far as matan is concerned, no problem. But in terms, even though it's more than just stam eschaibis, it's the mashkin that you held on to, you brought the mashkin into your possession, but it still got good enough to create the kinyan of the kesef. Mana einkan, you didn't take the mana mamish into your possession. Therefore, mashkin inkan, the mashkin is not going to be able to get you over the hump to be able to view it as if, you know, you have kesef for the Kenyan. This is, I think, more of an understanding of, you know, between the lines here of what this first approach is suggesting. This is the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rush, and this is very much in line with many of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba. Okay, questions? Ram, yeah.
Why is it okay for it to work?
So that the difference is matana just means that you acquired it. That when you take the mashkin, you acquire the matana. So that's considered that the matana got to you. The chov came to you.
But to pay the matana?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly the point. You are zochin the matana. That's what they're assuming. The Rush is going to dispute that. But right now, that's the pshat of the Yishma Farshit. That through your taking the mashkin, you're zoche. You by taking the mashkin, you're zoche in that matana. It's as if you would have done a mashicha on a concrete matana. The only problem is when you want that. In what sense did you take the matana? Did you take the mana through this vehicle of taking the mashkin? You didn't mamet it. So this having come into your possession of this mana, of this kesef, it's not coming in a strong, convincing, compelling way. It's sort of like a, you know, it's not the same as taking something physical and bringing it to possession. It's not the same as giving kesef mamish into the hands of the person. So even though in some way you did bring something up that person into your possession, but it's still shaykh to that person. It's in a certain sense it's still back where it started. By a chayvus, it's obviously that, because what changed? I'm a chayv myself. Good, I'm a chayv myself. So, but l'maisa, it has not actually come to you mamish. I'm telling you that I'm giving it to you and I owe it to you and seder and I give you an IOU. But here maybe it's stronger, because here I gave you the mashkin. And the mashkin represents that act of bringing into your possession the chov that the mashkin stands behind. And maybe that's good enough to view it as if I gave you kesef, because I gave you the mashkin, and the mashkin stands in lieu of the kesef. And I'm, again, in terms of matana, that's good. That's what I did. I was machai myself. You were zoche in the matana. But here you want the kesef that you're zoche in to operate, to create what? To create what? No? A chalos kinyan. Be it kedushin, be it karka eved. Kesef is kone. It's a method of kinyan to be kone something. Having given the kesef, you're kone something from the person who you gave the kesef to. For that, you need a higher standard. You need that the kesef should not be in any way still connected to the nosen hakesef. Has to be totally higiyah liyad hamakabel. I'm saying it different ways because it could be from the Rishonim you'll be able to emphasize different aspects of this. But kolistic, in general terms, I think the idea has to do with the fact that it's a weaker form of the kesef having arrived at its destination. And that's good enough in one regard, in terms of saying that he was ochen the matana and the mana, through his taking the money into his possession in this manner, on this standard, on this level. But if you want to consider it to be enough, good enough, that based on that, there would be a kinyan that would follow from this receiving of the kesef, that you need something more. That wouldn't be enough just by giving him the mashkin. So mana ain't kan, since the money mamish didn't come to his possession, so mashkin ain't kan, the mashkin, which of course is, you know, he's not going to keep the mashkin. It's just a way of saying that you know, that through that you have the mana, but that's not good enough. So therefore the kinyan can't work. This is all within the approaching of the Yesh Mefarshim quoted by the Rush. And again, emphasizing, were it stopped to be a schaivus, I think that would be even before our sunya. That would be a double pasuk that wouldn't work for kinyanim. That would be the Rashba Daf Hey. If I want to give a star that says I owe you X amount and give that to the Isha for kedushin, that we already understand. That would be even below the radar of our sugya. But why is there a chiddush here? Because I gave a mashkin. So there is something that actually, in the sense of giving the mashkin, maybe that's a stronger way of saying that you acquired that ischaivus, that chov, and that's considered good enough to create the kinyan of the kedushin or whatever else. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Nachman.
What was the Havamina Gemara that it should be kedushin?
Very good Havamina. To the contrary, it could be that the this shita sees in our Gemara, besides from the sugya in our Umnin and Bamitzia, a riot to this idea. Maybe they see it in our Gemara. It's a chidush of Rav Nachman that it won't be good enough. Mana inkan mashkin inkan, meaning they touched it to mean that it's not good enough to create that kinyan that comes from having received the mana, because you didn't receive the mana itself fully. It wasn't a full entry of the mana to your possession. But really, you could have said otherwise. After all, since through the maskin you acquired the chov, and taking the maskin is in some sense viewed as having brought the chov to you, so maybe the fact that you brought the maskin into your possession is viewed as if you took the chov, as if you have the kesef. So you gave her kesef. So you would have made the case that why not? Why can't giving the maskin be a way of being kona the isha or the eved or the karka? That's the chidush of Rav Nachman. Now comes the rush. Oh, Ari?
So, if you're saying that Rav Nachman is a chidush, so there may be a man damar who would say that Mashiach, that the Mashiach's maskin would be able to be in place of King Kesef?
Again, there's no sashita because the Gemara says it doesn't work. So obviously, it ends. The question is where you draw the line. So what we're saying, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, is in terms of being kona the matana that's behind this mashkin, or the, whatever I'm mechayiv myself to give you. So that, granted, the mashkin being taken by the mekabel mashkin has created that chov. You know, the chov comes. To understand this, we see the Rashi is going to take issue with this, but the chov emerges together with the mashkins being taken by the prospective tobeya, the one who's now becoming the one to collect the chov. Because there was no prior chov, the mashkin is not coming to secure a chov that already existed. The mashkin is the thing that's now creating. Together with his taking the mashkin, he has also become, you know, capable of collecting the chov that I'm pledging to you. But all I did was I said, here's a mashkin for the chov. So the problem lies specifically if you want that to work to create a kinyan. In other words, for a kinyan to work, I have to give kesef to the person, not a mashkin which would create this chayvus, typically by matana, that I owe you based on the fact that you took the mashkin. But that which I gave you the mashkin, not the kesef itself, cannot act on my behalf to be kona from me. That's the sugya, according to the Yesh Mefarshim. Everyone's here clearly. Yeah, this is the one approach to the sugya. Because this is the foundation. Again, we have to know this is, from here everything's going to, you know, get more complicated, hopefully not too. But, you know, if we get this, then we can go beyond. The Rush is going to argue, yeah.
If by a regular matana, would a regular IOU work as opposed to a mashkin? And we see by a matana, the Rush says, for the mashkin.
So what do you mean by a matana IOU work?
Let's say I say I owe you a matana. Let's say you write on a shtar that says I owe you a matana.
Okay, so you give
that.
The,
be good enough?
So if I write a shtar, I give you to you, so then you have a right to collect the matana from me. Why not?
No, because we see by, let's say, an IOU by condition.
No, but. So what are you asking? Give a person an IOU that says you have right to collect the matana from me.
Correct. We say
so why can you? Yeah.
What will work? We say mashkin by matana. What will work?
No. So we're saying, of course, that's exactly the point. That's a given. A mashkin could also work. Yeah. You can give a person.
A mashkin is stronger than an IOU. A mashkin is stronger than an IOU. So I'm saying you go a step less by a matana.
Ah, you're getting to what? If you say you're giving the person. What do you want? But you want it to be kona the matana. You're confusing two things. Here we're talking about giving this kesef, quote unquote, quasi kesef, to be kona from the other person who you're giving it to, a matana or whatever it is, or a field or whatever. So that's where the problem lies. I can't, if I didn't give kesef in the fullest way, in the strongest way, in the way that's clearly that he received the kesef from me. And it's no longer by me, and it's by him. And short of that, it's not enough that I can be kona something that kesef is kona for me. You're saying something else. I want to give you a right to collect from me. I want to get from you something. I want you to be able to collect from me. You have the right to collect from me. What's the kinyan? So So we can have a kinyan suitor that can machayiv me. And now we have a chiddush that I can give you a maskin, and with taking the maskin, you can now be have a right to collect from me that which I'm machayiv myself. And what are you asking? If I give you an IOU, so of course you can collect. It says you can collect. I give you a star that says that you can collect from me. So of course.
Does it have to be written down, or even let's say it was verbal?
It has to be kinyan. Maisa kinyan. What's the maisa kinyan? I'm a chayv myself. What's the maisa kinyan that I become chayv to you?
If you verbally say I owe you matana, that would be.
So it has to be a kinyan made between us. A suga is taken, whatever. Let's go to back to the Rush. The Rush, having quoted the Yesh Mefarshim, now let's see where the other side of the sugi goes, where the other Rishonim are going to be on this issue. A different take on the Gemara. Again, they had a Raya, you have to know how to deflect the Raya. They had a Raya from the Gemara B'Mitzvah, we'll see more about that in Tosis as well. But the basic approach is clear, that there's an idea that the Meshicha Samashkin can serve as a Meshicha of the Matana, but it won't be good enough in the sense of being able to kone through such kesef that was given for the sake of kinyan, of being kone isha or a kaka or a vadin, because it's not enough, it's not strong enough type of a giving to you, because mamish, he didn't give mamish the money to the other person. It was only the mashkin that he gave. So that's not good enough, even though, again, the mashkin has a certain status, and it has a status of a mashkin, and it works by matana. Continues the Rush. Okay. Veresa. Okay? He says it's not correct. Everyone have it? It's right after two lines after the parentheses that Ayin Ches that he quotes in Bamitsia. Veresa. The Ein Chiluk Bein Matana Rekedushin. So the Rosh says there's no basis to distinguish. What we have in Al Gemara as a problem in terms of Kedushin would be identical if you want to talk about a person making wanting to give a matana to somebody else, and he gave a mashkin. Ein chiluk. The tam echad lekulan. It's one problem across the board. What we have in Agamar would be exactly the same problem in a case I want to give you a matana. Meanwhile, what I do, I give you a mashkin. Mana enka, mashkin enka. What's the problem? The problem is the following. The fee. She ein a mashkin mishubed lekulam. The mashkin is not mishubed for anything. And therefore, the maskin cannot have the status of a maskin. Mishum da adam yachal l'shabed nechasav. What is a maskin? It's a shibud. Shibud means that you have a lien, you have a right to collect from this maskin. But you can only have the concept of a shibud. A person can be mishabed himself, or his property, that is, l'davash it is chayibo. In other words, I owe you something, I owe you money, and then I can say, I'm going to put a lien against these part of my assets. So you can collect on that which you have a right already to collect from me. Now you can go there to collect from. So if I'm already chayiv previously, then I could create a status of a maskin that becomes a basis for you to collect that chiyuv from the maskin. Says the Rush, avo bedava shelo nis chayiv, but something that I'm not chayiv yet. Lo chal shibud al nechasim. You can't have a shibud take effect on nechasim if there's no chiyuv yet to start with. The shibud nechasim can only exist once you have a chiyuv separate from that. Therefore, over matana sha'amari tenlo, just because a person verbalizes the intention to give a person a matana, so I say I'm going to give you a matana. Lo nischayiba, that doesn't make him chayiv. His words are words. There's nothing there except that he said I'm going to give you a matana. No, so what happens? And here's a maskin. Take the maskin for this. So what? I became chayiv now to give him the matana. How? V'lo yischayiba la'olam. That just saying I'm going to be giving you a matana does not make me chayiv to owe you anything. V'shiyachal avzavol. Again, words can be taken back. There's no kinyan. Therefore, v'fikach lo nishtabed lo amashkin b'mishichaso. Therefore, the mashkin did not become mishubed for anything. The mashkin can become mishubed for a chov that existed. What created the chiyuv? This is the Rush's position. And it goes there, and then it goes from there to work out how to be docheh the Raya from Bamitzia. Again, we see that more in Tosis again. The Raya from Bamitzia, he says, is an Adaraya, and then he goes on other things as well.
Why can't the Mira affect the
one second. So it's not an issue of kedushin per se because you're being kona with the kesef. What is the Rashi and mana inkan mashkin inkan means the following. Because you haven't been mechuyev yet in the mana, you haven't given the mana, so there's no prior chiyuv, so then mashkin inkan. So what? The mashkin is zero. The mashkin doesn't have any status whatsoever. Mana inkan, because there was no chiyuv. Mashkin inkan, so then what is the mashkin? Nothing. He goes down a few runs after he goes through the Marba Metzia, and he has cases where the person wants to machayv himself, whatever, the Shiduchim. He says you can't say, just because you said I'm going to give you something, and then here's a chayfetz for it. Ayde mamon shetz chayv. Lo zacha be mashkin dachim, koz mach in a chayv lo kum. El etzal chak nishko besuder. Okay, so let's understand, where is this position? And this is going to be the Raivin. You'll see quoted, the Ritva quotes the Raivin, and the Ramban quotes the Raivin at the end of the piece, Tzarech Iyuni says on it. This is the Rashi's position. That the Gemara is saying something more fundamental, not specific to Kedushin and the Kona with Kesef. The Maskin cannot exist independent, if there wasn't a prior Chov. Maybe give it a little bit more of a Hesber. The Avni Miriam, Chav Tes, I think it's on your sheets also, in Os Yud. He quotes the Gemara Bechoros to give a more understanding what the sheet of the Rush is about. He quotes the two sheetas. There's also another sheet we'll get to eventually, in Magash, but sheetas a Rush, Mana Inkan, Maskin Inkan, being from the Avni Miriam. This is Abiyam's word, paraphrasing the rest that we just read, the Shita Sarash. Shim she'ein adam yachol shabei nechasav, elim kein ischayev gufo tchila. Here how he puts it. You can't mishabei your nechasim if you're not chayev yet. The kema dezer lo nischayev klum, he hasn't been chayev yet, elim shibud maskin shenasin lo, velo mahani shibud lo maskin, velo chiyev gufo, ayin sham bir advarim. And he adds the following keywords. Dinechsayu debar inish inon areven. Let's translate. It's an Aramaic expression. Nechsayu debar inish, what does it mean? A person's assets. Inon areven. They are serving as guarantors. No, what's a guarantor? What's an arev? An arev only exists to the extent that there's a lova. Right? If there's no lova, there's no basis for an arev. The kohecha de'akalova, like our words of the Avni Miluyim. This is how he's reading into the Rush. The Rush doesn't say those words, but that's the basic gist of the Rush. Mana inkan hasn't been in his chayvus yet. So then, what does it mean? Maskin is a maskin. I'm going to give you a mana. So, what made me chayv a mana? Nothing. Now maskin. Here's a maskin for it. So what? So the first approach had this idea that no meshichas ha maskin. That's a way of being kona. Just like in Yerusha Chayfet, it comes to your possession through Mashiach. So Mashiach is a Mashkin, that makes you Chayev. They don't know such a thing. So if you're not Chayev yet, so how can it be a Mashkin? You can't have Mashkin. Mashkin is an Arevus. It's a point of collection. It's a basis to collect from a Chov, but there's no Chov yet. How can a Mashkin exist? It's like the chicken and the egg question, right? What happened here? Can you have a ravus before you have a chiv? What is a maskin? Maskin means that you have the basis to collect for the chiv. With no chiv yet. That's the gemara. So it's not about kedushin for the sake of kedushin because you mean kona with the kesef. Even if you want to create a matana, you want to be able to machayv yourself a matana. Just because you gave a maskin, it's meaningless. Continues Avi Miluim, and where does the Ramban go, and the Rashba, and the Yesh Mepharshim of the Rash, what do they hold? In other words, now you have two approaches in the Gemara, recognize each approach dismisses the other approach. That means that the premise that lies behind the Yesh Mepharshim is not accepted by the Rash, and vice versa. That's also interesting. In other words, the Yesh Mepharshim is this idea that when it comes to Kinyanim, Kesa being Kona, so it's not enough to be viewed as if it came into your possession in the manner that it did. The Rosh has no such chilukin. No. There's no such idea. On the other hand, this approach of the Yishuv Parshim, they don't agree with the Rosh that because I didn't have a chiyuv before, I can't have a mashkin. No, apparently you could. And the Rosh cannot understand that. The Rosh says the problem is fundamental to the, you know, to the fact that you can't have a mashkin here. So let's talk about this angle. How could the Yeshiva Farshan, how could the Ramban, how could the Rashba, how could they explain that the problem is only in terms of they didn't fully get into your possession of the Mekabel HaKesef? What's Shaykh Mashkin? There's no Chiv yet. Mashkin is an Arevus. So he asked that question. Ushitas Ramban Va Rashba Din Mefarshi Mishim to Agid Gadei. Again, he uses the words that the Ramban and Rashba use. It's Agid Gadei. Avo b'matana mahani in nosing lachaver man of nosing lo maskin aleim zoche b'maskin lishibud mane afa gabdun ischayv gufal ala mane ikal meidak fekte lachav miluim echi a mahani matana. He brings the Gemara in Bechoros nechsayid ba'inish, that the Gemara we just quoted, inan arevin the kohecha delove pater arev nami pater. It's actually a story in the Gemara there to bring this idea out, the following story. It has to do first. Starts with Safik Bechoros, but then the Gemara brings the following case. Memches on the base. Two people in a city by the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. You've heard the name. Yosef ben Shimon. Now, if you have a shtar chov that says Yosef ben Shimon owes me money, and you want to collect it with a shtar, are you going to get your money? You go to one Yosef ben Shimon, knock on his door, you owe me $100. The shtar says so. What does he tell you back? It's the other guy that owes you. Same thing, you go to the other Yosef ben Shimon, he'll push you to the other guy. So you have no basis to collect l'chora from this shtar chov that says that Yosef ben Shimon owes you money. But what about the following, the Gemara says? What about if one Yosef ben Shimon purchases a piece of land from the other? Now, we understand that if you have a right to collect from somebody, a chov, so their land is meshubed for the chov, right? It's a shibud. You can collect from the real estate. Now, it started off this piece of land by Yosef ben Shimon, number one. And if you would go on his door, knock on the door, and say, I want to collect, give me money, give me your land, he'll say, no, you owe Yosef ben Shimon next door, the other Yosef ben Shimon. So, you can't collect from him. And then you go to the other guy, he'll push you back to the first guy. Suppose, says the Gemara, Yosef ben Shimon, number two, purchases a piece of land from Yosef ben Shimon, number one. Now, that piece of land was owned by both Yosef and Shimon. And one of those Yosef and Shimon owes you the $100. So the Gemara suggests, Zoso Meres, Shay Yosef and Shimon, Shay Bi Irachas, Velokach Echabem Sadami Chavero, Balchov Govim Imenu. Oh, so that piece of land is mine. Why? Da Amale Ibidi Dachma Siknam Mansadi Dacha Shakilna. If I owe, you're the one that owes me the money, then I'm taking your piece of land that you just purchased. Because you have land, it's meshubit for the chov. Be bechavach masikna, if the one that really owes me is the mocher, the other Yosef ben Shimon, nu mishtabin alim mikami didach, then that land has a lien on it before you even bought it. Sounds good, right? Amar Rava, no. Nechdi. Nechsoi debar inish, inon areven bay. Can't get that land. Why? What is he saying? If I couldn't get the money from the person, I can't get the money from the Arav either. What is the land serving as? As collecting the chov as an Arav, as a guarantor. But here, the person, each one can say, I don't owe you. So now you can't say, well, I have a manav shach, I'll be able to get from the land. No. The land cannot be a basis to collect if you couldn't collect from the earth. This sounds very much supporting this the Rosh's approach and Akasha and the Ramban and the Rashba. In other words, what are they suggesting? That the problem is only about allowing the kesef to be kona for you. But in terms of the mashkin itself, the mashkin can exist as a mashkin. But how can a mashkin exist if there's no chov? This is his problem. We understand the Rosh very well. So he answers, he says, no, the in lama damaskin shiny. He says, shuva isi. That's a razba bit shuva. He brings a shuva sarazba that, you know what? You can have a situation of an ar being chayev even if the lover is not chayev. If there was a mistake in the way that the lover made his chayvus, but l'maisa there was an ar that stood behind it, and even though the ar will not end up being chayev because it wasn't done correctly, but the Rashi seems to say in the tshuva, you can have an Arab that's responsible. Umashel hikshu mi b'choros tafem ches, nireh d'hashem nami, and he gives a svara to l'chalek. I was thinking maybe a little bit of the following svara. He doesn't say that. He says, okay, so you shaykh to have, sometimes you can have an Arab b'chayev and not the lover. Maybe the pshat would be like this. What did Mordechai say? With the Mashiach of the maskin, you have a mashicha of the mana. So, it's true, the chov didn't exist prior, but the chov is coming into existence together with the maskin, together with the arv. What's that concept called in other contexts? Boyin ki echad. Maybe that's the point. Boyin ki echad is good enough. You don't need that the maskin has to exist only after the chov. Since the mashkin is hereby being designated as the basis to collect from the chov, so when you take the mashkin, you have now the chov together with the arav of the chov. You know, as long as the arav comes into play together with the chov, they come together, they support each other. Since I'm hereby designating this to be the mashkin for a chov that I want to be mechuyev, so that makes me chayev together with the mashkin being the arav for the chov. Different way of explaining it. The issue is clear. What shaykh, that's what he's bringing in as a new one. What shaykh to have a mashkin without a chov? That's what the Rosh is tying on the issue first. So again, you have to know how to respond. Maybe this is the answer. It's like a boyin ki echad. With the mashkin being taken, the chov appears because the mashkin is being, I have to be designated as a mashkin if you don't have the chov yet. No, but because with taking the mashkin you're going to have a chov, that's also good enough that you can say that the mashkin is existing for a chov that is becoming a chov together with it. So the two things come together at the same time. Maybe that's an approach. Again, Rabosei, two distinct ways to read our Gemara. The first approach, Yesh Mefarshim of the Rosh, Mana Ein Kan, because it didn't fully get to you in a real way, in the fullest way, in the strongest way, it's still a Nagida Gadei, the Lashon that the other is showing him, it's still in some way not fully by the Mekabel HaKesef, even though in some ways he has taken the Chol and brought it there, but not fully. So as far as Matana is concerned, yes, there's a Chiyuv that has been created through taking the mashkin, but it's not going to be good enough to create a kinyan that comes from giving such kesef. It's not good enough for kinyan kesef, for the kiddushin, for avodim, for karkos. Mana inkan, therefore mashkin inkan, the mashkin is not going to be able to be viewed enough that through that you have the mana. That's one way to read it. The other pshat is what the Rosh challenges the Yesh Mefarshim, which is no. It won't work either way. Lesser, the ein chiluk bin matana, we're kedushin. The same problem that we have in Agama, we have by Matana. You can't have a mashkin if you don't have a chov that preceded it. Mana inkan. There's no ischaibas yet. You don't know the money. Mana inkan. You haven't given money. So mashkin inkan. You have no mashkin. And therefore, it won't work anywhere. The challenge is going to be understanding Tosis. When you get to Tosis, you're going to see what seems to be a mixing and matching of these two distinct approaches. You'll have to know what to do with that. They're coming to Sanel, you'll see it's Medayik from Rashi. What would you say in reading the Rashi from Riata? The first reading of Rashi, what would you say? Just, you know, they'll take Mickey's question to end with. What's the words of Rashi here? How does it strike you? Which way? Like the Rush. Mana Inka, why? Mana Inkan Hilkach Mashkin Inishavakum. Which word jumps out at you maybe to support that? Mana inkan, what do you see in the, when you see in Rashi? What? Shaina mashkin matana? What else? What? In a shava? Is there another word? What? Another word? Helkach. What's the helkach? The consequence. Because the mana ain't kan. See, according to the pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim, is there a helkach here? Is it a helkach? He's bach magia something, but a helkach. What do you do with the helkach? Okay, there's a tumor in the achronim. The taz, the bach, the different. Most achronim assume that the Rashi is like the Rashi. Taz learns that with Besalevi, the Karbon Asanel, maybe also. Take another look. Mana inkan hilkach mashkin inashav. Hilkach. Because the mana is not here, therefore, the mashkin doesn't have that. That works perfectly with the pshat of the Rosh. According to the others, I mean, hilkach. Hilkach, it's mana inkan, and because of that, I guess, is it hilkach in the same kind of way? It's mana inkan, and therefore, I guess, okay, maybe. Ena Shavakum is also strong, right? Ena Shavakum. Yeah, Nikki?
Why can't we just say that when he says constantly your money, that creates a hope?
Because he's no Kenyan. That's the Rosh says. He can say now till tomorrow. I'm owing you all your money, So I can be chozer. That doesn't make me chayv. If I'm a chayv with a suder, that's a different story. Then I owe. Then I can talk about a maskin. Just saying I owe you money? What's so? I don't owe you money because I said I owe you money. Giving it as a suitor, he's giving it as a mashkin. Nah.